Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I've got an excellent guest mix for you tonight from Toronto-based producer Jenner. She's bubbling under, and we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week. This is a great one from Pleasurecraft. It's titled Tarantula, and Max Styler features on the remix. Okay, a nice track of the week there, Pleasurecraft with their latest Tarantula, that's out now on Craft Tech and is available wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Jenner is a DJ and producer from Toronto. I've been gifted a mix by her, which features several of her own tracks. The mix kicks off with Spencer Brown on Latrell. The track is titled Masonic and Webster. Full tracklist and a selection of Jenner web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is Jenner in the mix. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Toronto-based DJ and producer Jenner. She's been a mainstay of the Toronto club scene since the mid-2000s and continues to build up her reputation to this day. She's opened up for the likes of Maya Jane Cole, Sydney Blue, and Dennis Horvat, just to name a few. Her latest release is Mind Trip, a collaboration with Frank Sonic and Drum Complex. That is out now on Fall From Grace Records, so give that a listen when you get a chance. It's my pleasure to be speaking to her. This is Jenner. So kicking things off, how would you currently define your sound, and how would you say it's evolved and shifted over time?
Oh, absolutely. I think every DJ's sound evolves over time. I started DJing back in 2008, so my sound has definitely changed over the time. I think my sound now is mostly melodic techno and indie and a little bit of progressive, but I definitely love, you know, deep, dark bass lines.
Okay, and how would you say your experience of building up your reputation as both a DJ and producer in the Toronto scene has been for you?
For me personally, in Toronto, I used to just DJ for my friends for a very long time, and then I was lucky enough to play a couple of parties, and, you know, being in the scene for so long, it just sort of happened naturally. And once you get to know a lot of people, you know, people start to talk, and then that's how you sort of get into the scene and get into DJing.
Okay, and because you have been a mainstay of that scene for as long as you have, how would you describe the ebbs and flows, and how would you say the current state of the club scene there is?
Yeah, when I started back in the day, I mean, Government was a really huge club in Toronto, and then obviously that no longer exists, and the club scene's really changed over the years, as well as the sounds, and, you know, the younger generation likes a lot higher BPM. You know, things are constantly changing, which is also exciting and fun. COVID definitely had an impact on the whole scene, but I think, you know, now we're really seeing a resurgence of, you know, the scene. Electric Island just happened over the weekend, and it was rammed. Apparently it was amazing. Yeah, so I mean, I think things are coming back in a really good way.
Okay, and when you are DJing, what is your technology of choice? Do you use primarily CDJs or Traktor, or anything else along those lines?
I am definitely a CDJ person. I prefer to play on CDJs just because I feel more connected to the music and to the audience rather than playing on Traktor. It's just really a preference thing. It's just what I prefer.
And when you are playing, how much of your sets are planned in advance, or are you just really good at reading the floor and playing from there?
It really depends. It depends where I'm playing. You know, if I'm playing at home in Toronto, I sort of know the crowd, and I'll prepare a rough outline of what I'm going to play. You know, and in reading the crowd, I'll throw in some tracks that I think they might really enjoy just to keep it exciting. So, yeah, I mean, it's you do a lot of prep time as a DJ. I think it's important to, you know, be prepared for anything. You know, it's always good to have at least two or three sets prepared in advance.
Okay, what is your vision for yourself as you continue to go forward in production and DJing?
I mean, my vision in terms is just to keep honing my craft. You know, producing is a whole other beast, to be honest. It's really, you could stay busy just producing, but I really enjoy it. And I just want to keep getting better and better with it and really creating a sound for myself with respect to the production. So I'm just really excited to work on that.
Okay, I'm just going to jump back to DJing here. When you are playing, do you typically drop in a lot of your own edits and bootlegs and things like that?
I mean, I'm early in the game in terms of just building my own list of tracks. So yeah, I have put in a couple of my own tracks here and there. I hope to do that obviously more in the future, you know, as I hone my craft to producing and everything like that. I think that's part of, you know, being an artist and being able to do that. So I'm excited to do that in the future.
And then rounding things out here, is there anything else that you'd like to promote right now?
I've started an event series here in Toronto called Jenner Presents. We had an event back in April, which was amazing, with Britta Arnold, a Berlin DJ, and on June 21st, we'll be hosting Howie, a Brazilian DJ from Montreal.
This has been Jenner. A full list of her web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Remember to check out her latest track, Mind Trip, anywhere you buy your tracks. And remember to check out her Jenner Presents event series. More information for that can be found at her socials.
This is Dam Swindle.
This is Cassian.
Hey guys, Sherry Colston here.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Honey Love.
This is Azeka, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
We'll be right back.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Jenner Guest Mix here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and the station is 101.9 CITR. Josh Richards wrapped up that half with K-Sara, and Jenner kicks off part two with her track Euphoria. Full track list and a selection of Jenner web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Back into the mix.
Don't can't remember. When you leave my hand.
This is Dave Dresden from Gabriel and Dresden.
This is Nala.
Hey, this is Lebelski.
This is Neil Hoffman.
Hi, this is Mark Knight, and you're checking out Techno Progressivo.
stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Jenner for making this mix available. It finished off with her collaboration alongside Sydney Blue, titled Before Dawn. Full track list and a selection of Jenner weblinks can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. Also, remember to check out her Jenner Presents DJ series at her socials. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. To give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by, keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's Track from the Past. For this one, we're going to hop back 14 years in time to 2010. This is some great progressive house from South African producer Protoculture. The track is Silver. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here next time.